Beishnun Ali Sifala Paisa Melocha Shabbat Menaminukula Mala in Roy Sinandroch. Aside from not being the right thing to do labor work after Zman Mincha, we'll see so which Minukh we're talking about. Not only that, but once it is, you will not have bracha from that. So if he comes home and says, oh, I made a lot of money, it doesn't mean that he's bracha from it, because 2 days later he could lose money somewhere else. You know, it means there'll be no real net gain. Shabu says, okay, this year, Hashem HaKoinim, this Isra Malacha is work. Work, planting, building, that type of stuff. Sowing, just to do business, buying and selling, that is permitted, but he shouldn't do it to the last minute. He should leave himself enough time to get the Shabbos. So which minute are we talking about? The Machab says it's minute of Gedolah, which according to that is from 6.5 hours into the day. He means already should not be doing physical labor. Or, and another opinion, the Yishma Poshim, Minucha Tama. Well, the opinion says from 9.5 Shoyz Mani, 9.5 hours into the day. We split the day from sunrise to sunset in 12, 9.5 of those. After that point of time, one should not come aloha according to his opinion, before that one can. The Hebrew says it's all referring to persons working for himself. If someone was hired after somebody else, yeah, since the guy's paying for him, he has to do his job and as much as he can, and therefore in the economy, he should continue working for that person just in enough time to prepare for Shabbos. But he can go away after the Mincha Tana, since his hours are sold to the other person. He rented himself out for somebody else. So I'm going to run. The proper thing is that Baal HaBayis should take off a little bit from the salary and let him off a little bit earlier in the day, so he has more time to prepare. Meager than the chiluk is like before, and the shabru have fun. Independent worker, then I should not take jobs. In fact, I'll work after this. If I got a job for a person to work every day for him, then since I'm tied to work every day of the week, I am required to continue working to be full shot. I can't say, oh, Friday, I'll get a foot. Like we said, the best thing in these situations is make up something with all advice in advance, if possible. Also, there's a time to show you some love there, Kevin. Abba, Moses, Zachariah. He shot like Kovala, show you. Something came up, and he had to do some malacha. Since it's not his regular schedule to do work up to Shabbos, then it's permitted. If somebody has flowers and forgot to water them, she does it at a regular basis, if you could, just doing a little bit of watering before Shabbos, because she doesn't want them to die, that's all right. Nissan Perez is more machmir, and he says that he wants to say that a right means it's a one-time thing. Like his garment is in there, it's the whole sewing thing, it's a serious work, it's just a one-time thing. He says it's not only one time, it's totally on. Is it something that needs a lot of concentration to all the work? According to that, putting on a button would be a problem. So it's the whole process, putting on the button. Even though it's a one-time thing that this week, the button fell off. It's something that's not a big deal, like I said before. Watering the plants, I even see would agree that the one-time thing is permitted. An example, in the Shulchan Aruch of Arai is, okay, look at this, that again, Shloimen, there's a need to write a letter, and you can write it even after 9.5 hours of the day, not complicated. So, like we mentioned before, Tikkun HaBgodim is considered a malacha that one should not do on Erev Shabbos. And I was saying, that's referring to Gadol that you don't need for Shabbos. If something you need for Shabbos, then it's permitted. So, the point of this is they have to finish making a garment. Not only fixing the garment, but you need for Shabbos to be permitted. Allah says, well, didn't make this Haveira, it was so Shabbos, they knew the law itself. Not only are you allowed to cover Shabbos, fix your own garments, you're allowed to fix your friend's garments, if it's for cover Shabbos. But now we're saying a Kiddush that you should not take money for that, you should not make a profit on that. So there's a little Kiddush over here. But we're going to say, as long as the cover Shabbos is permitted, the Guru says that he's afraid he can lose his clients. He doesn't do the work, and then Shabbos, and Chatzos, and Kedinus, and Chal, Dover, Ha'ovot, so it's like in Cholomoy, that's permitted also on Erev Shabbos. For our taking the workers to take wages, who says, here it depends on the person. If a person is a poor person, he doesn't have 2 feet on Shabbos, then he's allowed to take money for this work on Erev Shabbos also. It's not worse than Cholomoy. Just that Erev Shabbos, after 9.5 hours, is not worse than Cholomoy, so that's permitted on Cholomoy. Because, according to that also, that the person has bread for Shabbos, but he wants to make a more lavish meal, and to have meat and fish, and the only way to do that is by working Erev Shabbos in the late afternoon. That's also, of course, Shabbos is also permitted for doing it because of Shabbos. So one should be honest with themselves that he really needs it for Shabbos, otherwise it's not worthwhile doing it. Aside from that, I don't want you to do it, but also you will not see some broker from the money. You will not gain anything from it anyway. Since the Makab, who did the teacher places firmly out of there, people, you write a safer as you're learning. It's also permitted after the 9.5 hours. So the Ramah will also lift up a little bit of now that he is scribed for somebody else, write up his position or whatever it is. So also a person who is a safer should not do the tablets at this point in time, in the late Friday afternoon, unless he needs the money for Tzotu Shabbos. His mashma is, the person needs the mezuzah for Shabbos, I'm allowed to write it for him and even take wages for the chiddush. You told me before, fix somebody else's garments, I'm not as a doer without taking money. Yeah, that's a mitzvah problem. His tapping kol hayom, was allowed to take a haircut the entire day, even though I'm erev Pesach, and is not allowed to take a haircut after Chatzos. Every Shabbos, you're allowed to take a peeling of Safar, Israel, in for the Jewish barber. Israel, the Mike Sass, being rude every Shabbos, could they not open to every Shabbos? So once again, you're allowed to take a haircut every Shabbos, in an entire day, even if the guy who's giving his haircut is, getting a salary from it, but everyone sees that he's doing the total Shabbos. Therefore, he says that part of the issue of taking money for fixing somebody's garment is because, even though you're hesitant to do it because it's all Shabbos, you're taking money for it, people do not necessarily realize that you're doing it because of Shabbos. You're just working on Shabbos.